بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Respected elders and dear brothers, before we begin the 40 durood, we know that we have reached that point in the month of Ramadan, which we call the business end of the month of Ramadan. And now there's just over a week left in the month of Ramadan. Very important for us to make muhasaba, take account of ourselves, that from the beginning of the month of Ramadan till now, what is the level of my ta'alluq, my relationship, my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That prior to the month of Ramadan, I was living a life of ghaflat, heedlessness, unaware of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now that the month of Ramadan has come or is coming to an end, is it just because of the environment that I'm in the masjid, I'm reading my salah, I'm reading my Quran, or is there some reality that's coming within my life? Now, one gauge a person can use is, a person looks at the amal that he's doing. That my Quran tilawat outside of the month of Ramadan and in Ramadan, of course, will be different. My salah, my charity that I'm giving, the different good amal that a person does. But together with this, ulama and mashayikh explain what is perhaps more important than these amal is to give up all gunas and sins. All those things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can be doing nafil ibadat for the entire night, but if he doesn't abandon and give up guna and sin, then he's not going to see a change in his life. My Shaykh Mufti Yusuf Desai Sahab, Dham Barakatum, always mentions this example. There was one occasion, Murana Abrarul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Shaykh of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. So they were traveling between Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara in a car. And as they were going, somebody from the back seat says to the driver that, why isn't the air conditioner on? We're feeling hot in the back. And we know the heat of Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. So he says to the driver, please put the aircon on. So the driver replies that the air conditioner is already on. And it's on full blast. It can't go higher than this. So when they look around, they realize that somebody's window was slightly open. Because of this, although the aircon was on, but the bad air was coming in. The hot air was coming into the car. And they couldn't feel the effect of the aircon. So similarly, he says that we can be doing all the amal, the nafil ibadat, the Quran tilawat, the salah. You can be giving charity, sitting in the masjid, and all of these good amal which we should be doing. The aircon is doing its work. The effect of the aircon is definitely doing, or the aircon is doing its work. These good amal will have an effect, the nur, and the ta'alluq that it should create with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we leave the window of guna and sin open in our lives, then we won't feel the effect. The person says, I'm reading my salah, I'm making dua, but still my life is not coming right. Still, there's turmoil in the home, there's no unity, there's no muhabbat. When it comes to my business also, things are not going right. In my own life also. So this is because we have left that window of guna and sin open. So, equally, as we make an effort with regard to our ibadat, equally it's important that we make an effort when it comes to these acts of disobedience, whatever is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we make that effort, we try, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we slip up, we make tawbah. And ulama explained that commonly people ask the question, or people say that I have the intention to give up guna and sin. I know those things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to give it up. I don't want to lead a life of sin and disobedience, I'm tired of it. But I just don't have the courage. I just can't do it. One or two days go by and then I slip and fall again. So they say, they take a lesson from the courage of a young child. You see that small boy, 4 or 5 years old, and his father buys him a tricycle or bicycle. And the speed that he drives, that rides that bicycle with, the parents' hearts are in their mouth. The child mustn't fall down and get hurt. And the child falls. The child falls down, he grazes himself. He comes crying, he's bleeding. The mother has to put a plaster on for him, rub his legs. And he says, I'm not going back. I'm not going to go back on that bike, take it away. Because I've been hurt. But within half an hour, he's back on the bike again. And he's not just sitting on the seat, he stands on the seat also. No hands, not holding a handlebar. And he's moving. And he doesn't stop. And then from that bike now he wants a real bike. The youngsters like bikes. So he wants a real bike. And he moves now. He's driving or riding at 200, 240, 250. And he's moving like this. So where the courage came from? So the ulama say that just as we have courage when it comes to dunya, when it comes to trying for dunya, a person has some business opportunity, something he wants to do, how he goes for it. He takes courage, he takes guidance from people around him, and he doesn't look back. So in the same way, take lesson from our own courage. For dunya, we got courage. When it comes to these gunas and sins, when it comes to pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, We pluck up that courage, we make himmat, make the effort, make niyat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to our assistance and make it easy for us, inshallah. Page 125.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa anzilhu al-maq'ad al-muqarraba 'indak. Allahumma rabb hadhihi ad-da'wati al-qa'imati was-salati an-nafi'ah. صلي على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصلي على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صلي على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، الزاكيات لله، الطيبات، الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات، والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات، الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
As we had mentioned two nights back, when it comes to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is that a person can make zikr on his own, or however he feels like making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his own style, in his own manner, his own way. And one is a person can make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the manner and the style of the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained, just as in this world, there are many things that we learn. Example is given, a person, young boy is learning to drive a car. So one is he can try and drive on his own. But I'll press brakes when I want to. I'll change gears when I want to. I'll put the indicator on when I want to. I'll put the wipers on when I want to. And like this he can learn and teach himself. So most likely he'll end up causing an accident on the road. The other is you can go to somebody who's experienced, somebody who has been driving for years, he's got a license, he learnt under somebody, that person learnt under somebody, and ask him, you teach me how to drive this car. And thereafter he'll be driving, you give him the car keys, he drives from Durban to Joburg, there's no worry, because he's learnt under somebody who knows how to drive. The same way, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mashayikh, our akabir, and our buzrugs teach us how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned two nights ago, that this kalima la ilaha illallah, person should imagine and meditate that this is a vacuum that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. And all those dark spots on our heart, the gunas, the sins, and especially those gunas and sins that a person just can't give up. He's trying for many years, he keeps on slipping and falling. It's become embedded in his heart, in his life. To this extent, sometimes we give up hope. A person thinks, this is how I am. I'm not going to come out of this gutter of guna and sin. Allah has given us this vacuum of la ilaha illallah to pull out the dirt from our heart. Person says la ilaha, then he should imagine that I'm removing all of this dirt, this filth, these acts of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm taking it out of my heart and I'm putting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, his ma'rifat, his recognition, his closeness. I'm filling my heart until the heart now becomes brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, a person takes the name of Allah. In the 21st para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The remembrance of Allah, the name of Allah is greater than everything. Greater than everything means greater than every guna, every sin, every temptation, every desire, every passion that a person has. No matter how deep-rooted those passions are, those desires, that inclination to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah is greater than this. Just like one matchstick can burn an entire home down, the fire starts raging and nobody can contain that fire. The person lights the fire of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. He takes the name of Allah with muhabbat, with love. That, oh Allah, you are my creator, you are my sustainer, you are providing for me, you are nourishing me, you take care of me, you've given me my life, you've given me iman. So with love, deep love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this can burn all the gunas and sins from the heart of a person. Allah give us understanding, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلانيته وسره اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا رحيم يا كريم Oh my most beloved Allah, most loving Allah, most kind Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most merciful Allah. Oh my Allah, from head to toe we have become drenched in your disobedience, Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, not a moment goes by but that we are negligent and ghafil of your commands, Oh my Allah.
Oh, may Allah, we wake up in the morning, may Allah, thinking that we're not going to leave this world, oh, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, the way we carry on, oh, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, blatantly breaking your commands, oh, may Allah. Oh, may Allah. How many a time you shower your bounties and your favors upon us, O my Allah. Daily, my Allah, we are drowning in your ihsan and your kindness upon us, O my Allah. O my Allah, you blessed us with our life, O my Allah. You gave us our limbs, O my Allah. We wake up in the morning, our eyes are working, my Allah. Our hands are working, our feet are working, O my Allah. O my Allah, you allow us to breathe, O my Allah. O my Allah, you allow us to relieve ourselves, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, we didn't ask you for these favors and bounties, my Allah. Ya, oh my Allah, yet you give them to us each and every day, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are drowning in your kindness and your ihsan upon us, oh my Allah. How many ni'mats and bounties of yours that we don't know about, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you gave us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, you chose us, my Allah. There is nothing we did to get this iman, oh my Allah. It is not through some virtue, some fazilat of ours that you gave us iman, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you gave us this ni'mat and this gift, ya Allah. You made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, you gave us tawfiq to fast in the day, oh my Allah. You allowed us to stand before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed us to put our foreheads on the ground before you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, we are turning to you with nadamat and regret, my Allah. Our entire life of guna and sin, my Allah, we are presenting before you, oh my Allah. We are tired of living this life, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired of disobeying your commands, my Allah. Life has become bitter, my Allah. Our hearts have become hard, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we don't want to disobey you, my Allah. We don't want to displease you, my Allah. We want to make you happy, oh my Allah. We want to get your friendship, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, but shaitan has come against us, my Allah. Our nafs has become strong, my Allah. It has become so difficult to obey you, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, you pull us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make tawbah from every guna and sin, oh my Allah. Minor and major, the sins of the day, the sins of the night. From the time of buluh till now, oh my Allah. You forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuwun. تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا. Oh my Allah, you dearly love to forgive, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you love forgiving, ya Allah. You love when we turn to you and confess, my Allah. We are making iqrar and confessing, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we didn't use your ni'mats in the way you wanted us to, my Allah. We used it to disobey you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we didn't make shukr for all that you gave us, my Allah. You gave us and we complained, my Allah. You gave us, we used it against you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are sorry, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are sorry, my Allah. We won't do it again, my Allah. That young child comes to the mother and the child says to the mother, the child writes on the wall. The mother is upset and angry with the child. And the child says, I won't do it again, I'm sorry. The mother picks the child up, hugs the child, kisses the child. Oh my Allah, we are those babies in your court, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are saying sorry to you, my Allah. We won't do it again, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we won't do it again, my Allah. We won't abuse our gaze, my Allah. We won't look at haram again, my Allah. We won't listen to haram again, my Allah. We won't let our hearts go towards haram, my Allah. Oh my Allah, whatever gunas we have in our life, my Allah, give us the courage and the determination of a lion, my Allah. Ya Allah, you take it away from our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are involved in illicit relationships, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them the courage and the strength, my Allah. Ya Allah, to end those relationships, my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them with something far greater, my Allah. Give them pious, suitable, halal spouses, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are addicted to drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you pull them out of it, my Allah. The whole world can have lost hope in them, my Allah. But there is no one, no hopeless person in your court, my Allah. No one has reached the point of no return, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are there for the greatest of sinners, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made dua for that person who is ahlul kabair. That person whose whole day and night is in major sins, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask for your forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower your rahmat and mercy upon us, my Allah. We are the weak part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no reality behind our actions, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of salah, my Allah. Give us the reality of Quran tilawat, my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us sweetness and enjoyment in your worship, my Allah. Oh my Allah, let us yearn to come to the masjid for salah, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us yearn to open your kitab and read, my Allah, such that we don't want to close the pages, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you give us the sweetness of your ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we take your name and we don't taste the sweetness, my Allah. We read your kalam and it means nothing to us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, make us yours, my Allah. Make a decision for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, no matter what our past is, we have come here, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with hope that we will get something, my Allah. Ya Allah, that beggar stands by the door of the car. He doesn't leave, he knocks on the window. The person doesn't look at him, he knocks again. He insists and insists until he is given something, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are more generous than any generous person, my Allah. You are more kind than any kind person, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are more merciful than the most merciful of human beings, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us something also, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your closeness, my Allah. Give us your muhabbat and love, my Allah. Grant us your marifat and recognition, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, make us from your awliya and friends, oh my Allah. Such that guna becomes difficult, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the realization, ya Allah. That every act of your disobedience is worse than urine and feces, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, grant us the understanding and realization, my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us yaqeen and conviction in every command of yours, my Allah. Oh my Allah, protect our iman, my Allah. Protect our aqaid and our beliefs, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many fitnas, ya Allah, waiting to destroy our aqidah and our beliefs, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Protect our families and our children, my Allah. Our progenies till the day of Qiyamah. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive our spouses, our wives, my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive our children, our grandchildren, our parents, our grandparents, our aunts, uncles, nephews, nieces, our friends. Oh my Allah, every musalli of this masjid, oh my Allah. Every person in this locality, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who don't have iman, you give them iman and hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, where there is iman, you give us closeness to you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, protect and preserve our iman, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we don't know if we will wake up in the morning and have iman, my Allah. Oh my Allah, grant us that consciousness, my Allah. Grant us that concern to protect and preserve our iman, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Allah, whoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa, kamil, ajil, mustamir, daim. Ya Allah, there are people who have lost hope, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people who don't know who to turn to and where to turn, my Allah. Ya Allah, you come to their rescue and assistance, my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, when shaitan tempts us, my Allah, when the guna and sin is in front of us, my Allah, we don't know which direction to turn, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become our kafil, you become our wakil. Oh my Allah, you become our protector, my Allah. Ya Allah, you pull us away from it, my Allah. Pull us towards you, my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, if you forgive each and every one of us, there will be no nuqsan and shortage in your treasures, my Allah. Ya Allah, it will not harm you in the least, but my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't want to see us burning in the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, you free millions and millions of souls from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, record us in that register also, my Allah. In this world, we can't bear one scratch, my Allah. How are we going to go in the fire of Jahannam, my Allah? What are we going to do, my Allah? Who's going to be there to help us, my Allah? Our friends won't be there. Our parents won't be there. Our children won't be there. Oh, my Allah, don't disgrace us and punish us, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep our izzat and honor, my Allah. Just as you concealed our gunas in this world, conceal it on the day of Qiyamah, oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, grant us hisaban yaseera. Don't take us to account for all of our actions, my Allah. We will fail miserably, oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, through your rahmat and your mercy, conceal our gunas and sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, wipe them out completely, oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, how many times we've raised our hands in tawbah before you? We broke our tawbah countless of times, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, but this time you accept it, my Allah. This time you make it genuine, my Allah. Ya Allah, we won't lose hope, my Allah. We'll continue to turn to you. Who else are we going to turn to, oh my Allah? Oh my Allah, who can match you, my Allah? Who can oppose you, oh my Allah? Grant us the understanding, my Allah, that our success in this world, qabr and akhirat, is in obeying you, my Allah. In becoming close to you and becoming your friend, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, every youngster who has temptations and desires, my Allah, he's unsure of what to do in his life. Ya Allah, you guide him, my Allah. Guide him like you guided Sahaba Ikiram radiyallahu anhum. Oh my Allah, those Sahaba who committed the worst of gunas and sins. Ya Allah, you made them radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. They became the close friends of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, we have not killed anyone, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not stolen, my Allah. We have not committed shirk, my Allah. We believe in you, my Allah. We believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in your Quran and your Karam, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you make us your beloveds also, oh my Allah. Oh, may Allah accept us, accept our families, oh, may Allah. Ya Allah, make our homes marakis of deen, may Allah. Where your Quran will be recited, oh, may Allah. Where zikrullah will take place, oh, may Allah. Don't make our homes, ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make our homes places of your disobedience and sin, oh, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, you protect and preserve our families, may Allah. Protect their iman, protect their taqwa, protect their a'mal, oh, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, we are extremely weak, oh, may Allah. We are incapable, may Allah. Ya Allah, we can't exert ourselves as you want us to, may Allah. We can't worship you as you want us to, may Allah. But you are ash-shakur. You appreciate even our broken efforts, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, appreciate, oh my Allah, accept these broken efforts of ours, my Allah. Accept whatever ibadat we have done till now, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, accept it, my Allah. Give us tawfiq to do more, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah. When the day of our maut comes, my Allah, let us leave this world with iman, oh my Allah. Let us leave this world in a condition that you are pleased with us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know where we will be, what we will be doing, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you take charge and make, ya Allah, you become happy with us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, take us over and over again to Haramain Sharifain, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, accept each and every one of us to visit your house, oh my Allah, to make ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are unworthy, undeserving, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, but we love your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We want to follow him and be like him, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, teach us every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Give us the love of every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us make amal of every sunnah, oh my Allah. Give us tawfiq to propagate and teach every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, we read about the appearance of your Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, about his beautiful face, my Allah, his countenance, his large forehead, his wide eyes, his broad chest, oh my Allah, his long black hair. Oh my Allah, how we yearn to see him, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't see him in this world, oh my Allah. At least show him to us in a dream, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, although we are undeserving, my Allah, although we are unworthy, make us worthy, oh my Allah. Make us worthy, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, may Allah, those who have left this world, fill their qubur with noor, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, you wipe out all their evil deeds, may Allah. Overlook their shortcomings and their mistakes, oh may Allah. Raise their status, oh may Allah. Admit them into Jannatul Firdaus, oh may Allah. Those of us whose parents are still living, ya Allah, you make us obedient children to them. Ya Allah, allow us to serve them and make their khidmat, oh may Allah. Oh my Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, oh my Allah. Don't test us with regard to our children, oh my Allah. Preserve and protect their iman and their amal and beliefs, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, all those who are having financial difficulties, my Allah, they are in debt. Ya Allah, they are struggling to make ends meet, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you open up the doors of your rizq for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Razzaq, my Allah. Ya Allah, the treasures of the skies and the earth belong to you, my Allah. If you provide for each and every one of us, my Allah, it won't shorten your treasures, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for us, my Allah. Give us halal rizq, my Allah. Don't let us turn to haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us dependent on you and you alone, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have been kind to us, you be kind to them, my Allah. Those who have showered the ihsan on us, you shower your ihsan upon them. Those who have made dua for us, ya Allah, you accept their duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the programs that are taking place throughout our town and our country and throughout the world, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, wherever good works of deen are taking place, you accept it, my Allah. Grant ikhlas and taraqqi and istiqamat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept from us, my Allah. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for, you give us a share in that good, my Allah. Whatever evil he asked protection from, protect us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri masta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Brothers are reminded, tonight is an odd night. It may be Laylatul Qadr as well. At least before we leave the masjid, let us try and read two rakats of salah, the intention of tahajjud. While we make dua, collectively also each one of us has different desires, different needs, different hajat within our hearts and our lives. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raise our hands. This could be the night of acceptance. Our dunya, our qabr and our akhirat will be made, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah.